want you to think about your first fight. What was it like? What did it look like? Do you remember learning to ride your bike? Perhaps you close your eyes and picture your bike. Don't you do that? If the urge to snore comes back, don't do that. I was 6 years old when I got my first bike. I didn't really expect to get a bicycle. I was a frightened man. I've been riding tricycles since I was 3 years old. And I don't mean to brag, I was darn good. I was the trike champion in Orléans, France, where we lived. But when I was 6 years old, my dad decided I had to put the trike behind me. I got a bike for Christmas. It was an aqua blue bike. It had white handles with a white saddle seat. It had training wheels on the back. You know the great thing about a trike? You pop those pedals on the trike and you're going forward. Training wheels, you wobble. I wobbled a little bit, but I got over the wobble, and before I knew it, I was riding my bike, training wheels and all. There was not a sidewalk that I couldn't conquer. I was prepared to live the rest of my life on that bicycle with my training wheels. Did you know what my dad did? He took the training wheels off. Today's gospel lesson comes from John's gospel, and in it, it's Jesus' first appearance to the disciples. I'll bet you're wondering, what does Jesus and the disciples have to do with bicycles and no training wheels? We're going to get to that point. But right now, I want to look at the disciples. Specifically, I want to look at Thomas. When you think of Thomas, what word comes to mind besides Thomas? Yeah. Well, that's a shame. Because Thomas is a lot of things. And there are other adjectives we can use to describe him. I just don't like that one. Charlie Kauser runs the Columbia Seminary, taking New Testament with Charlie just because I wanted to, and it was already a good progress sheet. Ask the question, how should we remember Thomas? How should we? That was easy. But do you remember that Thomas is the twin? Thomas is a realist. He's called and he follows. Wherever Jesus leads him, Thomas is the one who follows. Thomas is the one who looks upon the Lord. You know what really bothers me about Thomas? God does not call us to be comfortable. God calls us to be challenged. And that's what Thomas says. They're the disciples. They want to be comfortable. Thomas accepts the challenge. And that's one of the things that separates him from his fellow disciples. How do we handle fear? When you're afraid, when fear creeps in, how do you respond? Jesus tells the disciples, I have to go to Jerusalem. And the disciples tell Jesus, what are you, a nut? Don't
will follow you to Jerusalem. And he follows him. I want you to close your eyes. And in your mind's eye, I want you to picture your best friend. It doesn't have to be your best friend from today. But your best friend from when you're 4 years old. In your mind's eye, picture your best friend. Can you see their face? Thomas loved Jesus in a way that few disciples did. He cared and he loved him. And he was there when he was arrested. He didn't hide. He was there. There, he was crucified, and he was stabbed in the measure of the blood. Some people say a quarter of blood, that discussion we can have all the time. What are you going to do? Junior, he going to do? His best friend is dying. And that judge will haunt him forever. But we must know you have to push forward. So while the other disciples were scared, locked behind the door, Thomas was out in the streets of Jerusalem, figuring out what he was going to do with the rest of his life. And he comes back in and they say, he's back! And Thomas goes, right. Yeah, he's back. Yeah. Y'all may find this hard to believe. If he's back, I'm 6'2". I don't believe he's back. You're messing with me. You're playing a game. I'm not going to believe it till I put my fingers in his holes, my hands in his side, and then maybe I'll believe it. What did the other disciples ask of Jesus that night when he walked away? Put your finger in his wounds and a hand in his side. Thomas isn't asking anything that the other disciples did not ask for. When Jesus comes into the room, and Jesus comes over to him and says, Thomas, give me your hand. He takes the hand and he puts it in the And he takes the hand and puts it inside. And Thomas says something over the disciples. Anybody here a Christian? We're not Pentecostals, we're not going to raise our hands if you don't want people to think that, but if you are a Christian, why are you a Christian? You never saw Jesus. Thank you.
blessed, for we are the body of Christ. Let us go forth in joy. Let us be thankful for this blessing from this day forth and forevermore.
Amen.